Yes, come in. Good timing, Vivian. I just can't decide which of these dresses to wear to... Oh, you're not Vivian. You must be the new maid, then. Yes, Vivian told me you would be starting work here today. She sent you up here, didn't she? Good. Then I'll have you decide. Father asked me to attend the state dinner this evening, and I just can't decide which dress to wear. So you can pick. Oh, are you blushing? Oh, my dear, you are just adorable. Is it that embarrassing to see me in nothing more than a bra and panties? You're going to have to get used to this, you know. Surely Vivian told you I feel more comfortable lounging like this than in those oppressive clothes they make me wear in public? She didn't. Huh. Some head maid she is. I'm definitely going to have to scold her later. Though knowing her, she'll probably enjoy it. In any case, seeing my body will be a normal part of your duties, so you'll simply have to get used to it. And it's not as if it's not pleasant to look at. Right, my dear? You are just the cutest thing. Oh, but I'll stop. Teasing my servants is a bad habit of mine, I'm afraid. Especially ones as adorable as you. Getting back on topic, I do need you to choose a dress for me. Go on. Tell me what you think I would look better in. This blue dress? Or this red one? No, my dear, I won't accept excuses like that. As your mistress, I'm ordering you to choose. The red one? Oh, excellent choice. It is such a bold, passionate color, isn't it? You have wonderful taste. Here, put the dress over there. I'll have Vivian prepare it for this evening. First, I'll have a bath. Come on, dear, this way. Yes, you're going to help me. That's part of your duties as my servant. Come on. Oh, don't worry. I won't make you do anything you're uncomfortable with. Just fill up the bath for now. There. That's good. Let's see. Oh yes, that's perfect. Just hot enough. You're such a good servant. Mm-hmm. Oh no, it's not time for you to leave yet. I haven't even begun. I need you to at least stay to wash my hair. You'll help me with that, won't you? Oh, thank you. You're such a good girl. Now then, help me get this bra off. Mm-hmm. What's wrong? I suppose I could do it myself, but it's so uncomfortable to reach back there to unhook it. Won't you get it for me? Ah, thank you. Here, put my bra and panties in the laundry chute over there. Ah, it feels so good. I think baths like these might be my favorite part of the day. Would you like to join me? Oh my, there's no need to panic that much. Really, if it makes you uncomfortable, I won't press you. I just thought you might like a chance to relax, too. After all, it's your first day, and I can tell you've already been working so very hard. But if you really don't want to, I won't press you. Here. For now, just wash my hair. Use these. They're just perfect for hair like mine. Ah, wow. You have such gentle hands. It's so relaxing to feel them running through my hair. You're really good at this. Good girl. Thank you. Now, won't you wash my back, too? That feels so good, too. I might have to have you give me a massage later. If your hands are always this gentle, then I'd love to feel them more. Hey, are you sure you wouldn't like to join me in here? The water really will feel amazing. I promise it will relax you. Besides, you've been so good to me, and I'd love to return the favor. I can't claim I have a touch half as gentle as yours, but I think I can say it will feel good to let me wash your back. There's nothing to worry about. I promised you before that I wouldn't do anything if it makes you feel uncomfortable, didn't I? So just try it, and if you feel uncomfortable, you can tell me to stop. Just give it a try. Just for a bit. You will? Oh, good. I'll scoot over to make room for you then. I'm sorry. Forgive me for staring. Even though I knew it was coming, I was still surprised to see you undress so suddenly. I thought you were cute from the moment I saw you, but even so, seeing you undress for me really took my breath away. Oh no, I'm doing it again, aren't I? I'm sorry. I don't mean to embarrass you. You will forgive me, won't you? I'm not making you too uncomfortable. Oh good. Then come on in. How's the water? Is it too warm for you? No? Oh good. I'm glad you're comfortable. Sorry. I didn't mean to keep touching you like that. This bath really only is built for one, but it's still comfortable, right? Good. Here, let me start washing your back for you. How does that feel? Is it good? I'm glad. Wow. You have such soft skin. I can tell you take good care of it. I like that. It shows how diligent you are. Just as a perfect maid should be. Oh, sorry. Was that too forward? Forgive me. I just couldn't help myself. I'm always like this. If I have a cute, sweet girl like you, this close to me, I can't help but lean in close and kiss her neck. I can't help but nuzzle into her soft skin and plant little kisses all the way from her shoulder. Up to her ear. Oh, you just make the cutest noises. You know, those sweet little whimpers just encourage me, right? I couldn't possibly hold back when a pretty girl is making such adorable noises while I kiss her. You must know that a girl as attractive as you must know the effect she has on me. I bet that's why you do it. You're doing all this on purpose. Because you know exactly what you're doing to me. Isn't that right? It's not. You shouldn't lie, dear. Tempting me like this is already naughty enough, but to then lie about it? You're such a bad girl. You're not. You say you're not a bad girl. And do you want to be a good girl for me? Go on, dear. Answer me. Don't you want to be a good girl for me? How about this, then? I won't kiss you again until you answer me. Until you admit that all you want is to be a good girl for me. You won't get any more of my sweet little kisses. Aw, you look so sad, dear. Do you already miss them that much? Then say it. That's all you have to do. Here, turn around and look at me. No, dear, don't look down at the water. Look me in the eye. There. Now, just say the words. Say, I want to be a good girl for my mistress. Don't be afraid. Just say it, and I'll give you everything you want. I know you want to. Your lips are just dying to say those words. So stop holding them back. Oh, good girl. You're such a good girl for me. Such a good, sweet, wonderful girl. This makes me so happy. Vivian told me I'd like my new maid, but I had no idea how right she was. It's been so long since I've had such a wonderful pet. Yes, that's right. Surely you knew that's what you'd be. My sweet, submissive little pet. You must have known that before you applied for this job. I know that people talk about how I treat my maids. It's hardly a secret. I bet you knew all that before coming. Maybe that's the entire reason you wanted to work here. Is that right, dear? Did you want to become my maid just because you thought you might have a chance of getting close to me like this? I knew I was right. Oh, you're just the most adorable thing when embarrassed. But things have turned out better for you than you could have ever expected, haven't they? You're not just going to be my maid. I don't really need a maid of my own. Vivian's more than competent enough to handle all the cleaning and other boring stuff. No, what I need is someone to sate my real desires. A pet that I can play with anytime I please. You'll be that for me, won't you? Won't you be my pet? You will. Oh, thank you so much. You make me so happy. Then, if you'll be my pet, call me mistress. Ah, oh my god, you're such a good girl. And good girls deserve a reward. Ah, that's such a sweet noise you made. Does it feel that good for me to touch you there? I've barely even started and you're already shuddering with every stroke. Here, lean against me. Let me hold you while I pleasure you. Isn't this nice? Here, I can pet your hair at the same time as I pet your pussy. I can lean in and kiss your lips up here at the same time. I'm teasing your lips down there. I can even see the pleasure filling your eyes when I brush against your clit. No, no, pet. Don't bite your lip like that. Don't try to hold back the moans. Just let it out. Let it all out. I want to hear how good I'm making you feel. I want to hear the lust in your voice as I pleasure you. I want to hear you whimper and moan and cry and scream for your new mistress. You're still holding back. How naughty. I expected better from my good girl. A good pet does what her mistress wants. But naughty girls get punished. Oh, don't worry. I'd never do anything too harsh to my precious pet. I just won't let you come. I'll keep teasing and teasing and bring you right up to the edge. That's your punishment for being naughty. Aw, don't look so sad. You're bringing this on yourself. All you have to do is be a good pet and follow your mistress's orders. I'll let you come. Good girls get to come. Bad girls get teased. Didn't you say you wanted to be a good girl? Of course you do. You want to be my good girl. My obedient pet. And you can be. All you have to do is stop holding back. All you have to do is scream out how good it is, how much pleasure it brings you, how wonderful it feels to be mistress's pet. Go on. Do it. Scream for me. Scream out your pleasure so the whole palace hears you. Yes. Oh, yes. Just like that. Oh, God, your voice is so hot. Oh, yes, you're such a good girl. You're a good, good girl. Now come. Come for me. Come for your mistress. Oh, there it is. There, there. Just rest against me. Rest your head against my shoulder. And let me hold you in my arms. Your cheeks are so red. You look adorable like that, dear pet. Just relax in my arms for a bit. We don't have long to stay like this, I'm afraid. Before too long, I'll have to get ready for that stupid state dinner and be paraded around as a trophy for a while. But once that's done, I can play with my pet some more. Vivian never showed you where you'd be sleeping, right? That's because you're going to be sleeping with me. You're my precious pet, so it's only natural I'd share my bed. So let's dry off now and get ready. We'll have so much more time together tonight and every other night from now on, my dear pet.